It was another great year of poetry thanks to you. About 70 people contributed to Poetry Friday in 2019. The tone of the poems people submitted this year took a slight turn. Many of you wrote and read poetry about serious issues facing the world, things like climate change, immigration, and teetering democracy. And because of that, I found myself listening to your readings with a different type of focus and intensity. I wanted to make sure I heard you and heard what you were saying through your metaphors and figurative language. 13-year-old Aika Joshi was one of the youngest poets this year. Her poem about school gun violence and having to practice lockdown drills sent shivers down my spine when she read it to me.
A bullet shatters the glass. The hands stop moving. Eyes go still. Voices take to the street. Alarms scream, time's up. We're still ticking, but all it takes is a bullet to stop a ticking clock.
KNAU listener Jamie Hassapis delivered a powerful reading of Frank Bidart's iconic poem, Queer, a proclamation about the importance of coming out and being your true self.
Lie to yourself about this, and you will forever lie about everything. Everybody already knows everything, so you can lie to them. That's what they want. But lie to yourself. What you will lose is yourself.
NAU professor Robert Neustadt shared his poem, Crossing the Line, a stark look at family separation and detention at the border.
Swim the river, cross the desert, find the migra, find mama. We're here, we made it, the United States. Have we arrived? New York is near? Cages, children in little cages.
And Diné poet Rick Abasta took on political corruption and uranium mining in his poem Roadside Collection.
Unemployed and negligent, I am guilty of American idiocy and failed dreams. Standing in defiance, I pick trash against screaming winds and welcome reality.
Poetry Friday at its core is about listening. And listening at its core, I believe, is an act of unity. So in the spirit of listening as a way of connecting to one another and as a way to say thank you for all the beautiful poems that aired on KNAU this year, I offer you this poem by Pablo Neruda. It's called Keeping Quiet. Now we will count to 12 and we will all keep still for once on the face of the earth. Let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. I want no truck with death. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm looking forward to much more poetry in 2020.